lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Hi, I'm Rich James, your host of the show. Flick the tab on a nice cold one, kick back and enjoy the jams. I'm going to start this show on a little bit of a morbid note. Yes, that's morbid. M-O-R-B-I-D. Anyway, the name of the theme song of a movie and subsequent sitcom to that movie is called MASH. Most of you know about that sitcom. Kind of centered around the Korean War medical units there. Anyway, the name of that theme song is Suicide is Painless. The vocal version of the film's opening credits became a number one hit in the UK singles chart in May 1980. Most people in the U.S. never knew the song title because DJs were reluctant to use the word suicide when announcing the title, instead calling it simply the theme to MASH. Despite never going anywhere in the U.S. charts, the song was ranked number 66 on American Film Industry's 100 Years, 100 Songs. Let's listen to that somewhat morbid, humor-filled theme song.
Through early morning fog I see visions of the things to be, but pains that are withheld for me. I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. Suicide is painless.
Suicide.
It brings on many changes. And I can take or leave it if I please. The sword of time will pierce our skins. It doesn't hurt when it begins, but as it works its way on in, the pain grows stronger, watch it grin. Suicide is painless, it brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. A brave man once requested me answer questions that are key. Is it to be or not to be? And I replied, oh, why ask me? Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes. And I can take or leave it if I please. Hey.
that I'd been awake. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. What she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said,
and you're just listening to The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy, 1976 vintage. And before that, the great R&B artist Otis Redding with Fa 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 Fa, sad song. And before that, American Breed, Don't Make Me Leave You. Released in 1969, Tommy James and the Shondells' hit, Tommy Sweet Cherry Wine, hit number 7 on Billboard Hot 100. Well, this psychedelic song was released at the height of psychedelia, right after one previous mind-expanding song by Tommy James and Shondells entitled Crimson and Clover, and still before that, Crystal Blue Persuasion, all three psychedelia. Anyway, James, in an interview on the Christian Broadcasting Network in 2010, stated that the song was about the blood of Jesus and acknowledged that many fans and peers assumed it was drug-related. Listen to the lyrics. It's really an anti-war song, borrowing a line from Phil Oaks' fame song, I Ain't Marching Anymore, You Be the Judge.
knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone. After all, you was a steal. Oh, I must have been a dreamer,
dreamer, oh.
And I must have been someone else. And we should have been.
woman child, I found you out running wild with someone new. You've been untrue, and everybody knows we're through. But I can't say goodbye to you, no matter what you do. My heart won't let you go, although I know you go with someone new. I think of you, I think of how you kiss, your tenderness. With all of this, I miss the way you say goodnight. Bittersweet your kisses when my heart still misses the way that things used to be.
And that was the great, late Roy Orbison with Good Night. And before that, the Beatles with Now and Then. And still before that, Steve Perry with Oh Cherie. Rick Ocasek and Ben Orr started their career as part of a folk rock trio of vocalists based out of Boston, releasing one album in 1973 with a very lukewarm reception. Well, fast forward 5 years later in 1978, when they became founding members of the Cars, arguably setting the stage for the new wave sound. Quite a change in venue from folk rock electronic sound, eventually moving into arena rock. Their lead single from their fourth album with the same name, Shake It Up, is a tailor-made party song. Let's get down and boogie, baby.
Shake it up. One day I'll stop breathing, my heart will stop beating, I won't see your face again. This flesh and blood is weak, and life ain't ours to keep. Sometimes it has to end.
In time, even memories fade away. With time, you might live to forgive and forget the mistakes that I made.
Around the block maybe once or twice. my tears are falling rain. For the carnival is over. We may never meet again.
Like a drum, my heart was beating, and your kiss was sweet as wine.
But the joy will be our last goodbye. Though the carnival is over, I will love you till I die.
Like a drum, my heart was beating, and your kiss was sweet as wine.
The joys of love are fleeting. For Piero and Columbine.
Now the harbor light is falling. This will be our last goodbye.
Though the
that was The Seeker singing Carnival is Over, and before that, Van Halen with Run Around. And still before that, David Cassidy teaming up with Triana Morris with I'll Never Stop Loving You. Her lovely soprano made Judy Collins one of the queens of folk music. Years after her folky heyday, Collins' Send in the Clowns became a hit twice in 1975 when it was featured in a Broadway musical and A Little Night Music, and again in 1997. This is one of my favorite classics by Judy Collins. Great song, great voice.
Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Just when I'd start again with my usual flair, sure of my light, no one is there. Don't you love false? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Don't bother, there he
You're listening to KFSK Petersburg.
In 2013, one of my personal favorite top 10 songwriters of all time, Jimmy Webb, teamed up with a number of great artists, released an album, Still Within the Sound of My Voice. All of the 14 tracks are songs that Webb has released in his own earlier solo albums with slightly updated variations. Including those 14 tracks is If These Walls Could Speak, where Jimmy Webb was joined by David Crosby and Graham Nash. Great sound accompanied by a single guitarist.
If these old walls, if these old walls could speak the things that they remember well, from parties and people raising hell, a couple in love living week to week, rooms full of laughter, if these old walls could speak. If these old halls, if hallowed halls could talk, these would have a tale to tell of sun going down in the dinner bell, and children playing at hide and seek from floor to rafter. If these old halls could speak, they would tell you that I'm sorry for being cold and blind and weak. They would tell you that it's only that I have a little bit of a stubborn streak. If these halls could speak, if these old fashioned, all these windows, well, I guess they would have seen it all, each little tear and sigh and footfall, and every dream that we came to seek or followed after. If these old walls could speak, they would tell you that I that's what these walls would say. If they were not so meek, if these old walls could speak.
Thank you. again. When will our hearts
And that was Joe Jackson with Steppin' Out. And before that, 3 Degrees singing When Will I See You Again. And still before the Pure Prairie League, Still Right Here in My Heart. James Ingram, who made a career of musical collaborations, helped Quincy Jones' goddaughter, Patty Austin, climb to the top of the pop charts with Baby Come to Me, aided by extensive play on one of the longest playing TV daytime soap operas of all time, General Hospital, which debuted in 1963. Super duet, super song.
Thinking back in time when love was only in my mind, I realized ain't no second chance. You got to hold on to romance, don't let it slide. There's a special kind of magic in the air when you find another heart that needs to share.
That's how it was. And all those walks together, out in any kind of weather, just because there's a brand new way of looking at your life when you know that love is standing by.
Baby, gotta have your love around me, baby, always.
Someone could lose a heart. someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart. Someone could lose a heart.
And that was Eddie Rabbit with Someone Could Lose a Heart Tonight. And before that, Van Halen singing I'll Wait. And still before that, Crying James with It Could Be We're in Love. And you're tuning in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich James, your host. And we're going to keep plugging away with some great music here to entertain you. I've never been to Me, released in 1982 by one-hit wonder Charlene, a.k.a. Charlene Duncan, was originally written from a male perspective, but was rewritten by Ron Miller for Charlene. The use of the line, I've been crying for unborn children, was not written about abortion. Not about abortion at all. The line refers to a woman who was at the point of her life, likely postmenopausal, that she wished she had taken the time to have children. Very interesting.
Hey, lady. Cursing at your life, you're a discontented mother and a regimented wife. I've no doubt you dream about the things you'll never do, but I wish someone had to talk to me like I wanna talk to you. Ooh, I've been to Georgia and California. Lived a million lives. Oh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sipped champagne on a yacht. I moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed them what I've got. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to
fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter.
I lay down my head, my pillow, the sidewalk. I hear the dance of rain on the empty streets, past cathedral spires and the angels' wings before dawn. Silent Shire, this is how I hear you call, calling beautiful rain, fall, falling, call me again. In this olden world, harder than a gemstone, would it be to change? Once a youthful garden, now her flowers fade, and a soul hardened. Skies rage and a baby's won't age, and history falls hard from the page, fall, falling, beautiful rain, call, calling, call.
The Afro-Celt sound system with Beautiful Rain. And before that, DeBars with Who's Holding Donna Now. And still before that, an oldie but goodie from 1966 by Chris Montez singing Time After Time. Americana artist Tracy Chapman has influenced many new artists, including singer-songwriter Joy Ladakun. Joy's third album, entitled In Defense of My Own Happiness, released in June 2021, easily reflects Tracy Chapman's influence. See what you think of a song from that album entitled Let It Be Me.
Thank you. when you kiss me right. I don't want to ever say goodnight. I need you. I want you near me. I love you. Yes, I do, and I hope you hear me when I say, be mine. If you will, I know all will be fine. When will you?
Find the dream you see. Whoa, whoa, whoa.